In our call to worship today, I'd like for you to look at Ephesians chapter 5, the first two verses. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor.
It's interesting here, the language that the Apostle Paul uses by pen of inspiration. We're to be followers of God. How? As dear children. As children follow their parents, be ye a follower of God. You know, it's interesting. I look back at all the memories of raising kids, and you send out the call, let's go, and they all come out from wherever they got the playground or whatever, and they all go come over there, and we all go get in the vehicle and head out. Or you send out the cry, hey, we're going to McDonald's. That usually gets a faster response. And we'd all pile in and so forth. And children naturally gravitate to their parents. That's just something that's in every child, to gravitate to their parents. And that's the picture here. Our Lord, our God, is our Father. And we are His children. And so knowing that, I am to be a follower of Him as a dear child. It's interesting in the Greek language. It's the idea of a child that just adores their father or mother, their parents. They just adore them. Little Avery, we were watching her this past week, and that's Brian and Caroline's little girl. And, you know, when Mama comes home at 1:30 and she comes in the door, Avery just immediately, boom, big smile on her face. You don't see this, oh, man, none of that. Big smile. Happy to see Mama. That's normal. That's natural, is it not? Now, if it was a child that was doing the other, you'd be going, well, what in the world is going on with this, you know? But as dear children, we're to be followers of the Lord. Now, what does a child expect from their parents? My parents are going to take care of me, number one. My parents love me. My parents would not do anything that would hurt me. My parents are going to take me to places that will be beneficial for me. That's a child's expectation of their parents. Do I hear an amen? That's the same expectation that we have of our Father. Amen. He loves us. He cares for us. He doesn't want to hurt us. He wants the best for us. All of that is found in our Heavenly Father. And He has a wonderful Son, Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that we're joint heirs with that Son. And we have the Holy Spirit that's with us all the time to comfort, to strengthen, to educate, to illuminate, to give us understanding when we don't know what to do. That's all a gift from God the Father. And so be followers of Him as dear children.